The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord. The mystery of the Holy Trinity is the central mystery of the Christian faith and life. It is the mystery of God in himself. It is therefore the source of all other mysteries of faith, the light that enlightens them. It is the most fundamental and essential teaching. That was a quote from the Catechism. There's such beauty in the Catechism and divine beauty in the teachings of our Catholic faith. So I want to ask you, how many of you own a catechism? Oh, more than I thought. Okay, good. Good. You should own one. I hope you do. Maybe you need to brush it off your, take it off your shelf. Try this for a summer activity. Buy a catechism if you don't have one. Download it from the internet if that's easier. Read a small section of the catechism each night, just like you read your Bible. Have them next to each other and make both of those a part of your daily life. You might even have heard of Father Mike Schmitz and his Bible in a Year. He also now has Catechism in a Year. So you could do both, Bible and catechism, in a year. So there's my little advertisement. But the holy mystery of the Holy Trinity, the mystery of the Holy Trinity, is truly the most fundamental and essential teaching of our faith. And many would say also the most difficult to understand. Maybe we were not meant to try to understand fully the mystery of God's nature and of how God reveals himself to us in the world. Maybe it's more of an exercise in understanding why God is one divine nature but reveals himself to us in three distinct persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I want to focus on the why. Why would God reveal himself? Why does he reveal himself in this way? In the first letter to John, we hear the truth, this simple but profound truth that God is love. If this is true, then God, who reveals himself to us as a trinity of persons, always acts out of divine love. This means God exists within a community of divine love. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they live in an eternal relationship of love. They do not receive love from some outside source. Their very existence is love. So that means whenever God acts in the world, it is an act of divine love for us. Why is this important? It makes many things come to life and more clear in our Catholic faith. For example, the crucifixion. It makes the crucifixion of our Lord much more meaningful and helps us see that Jesus offering himself on the cross is not something he chose to endure on his own. The cross of Jesus is an action of divine love, and so an action of the Most Holy Trinity. On the cross, we hear this. Jesus reveals it to us. In the scriptures from the cross, there's a very beautiful and clear revealing of the truth of God as a Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. From the cross, Jesus cries out, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Jesus offers himself on the cross, and on the cross he calls out to the Father and invokes the Spirit. We hear those words just as he is about to die. The salvation of the world that comes from the cross of Jesus is our source of eternal relationship with God. Jesus' words have to be our words. "Father, into your hands I surrender my spirit. I surrender my whole life." Father, through the cross of Jesus and in the power of the Holy Spirit, we surrender our lives. Father, Jesus, our Lord, Holy Spirit, our advocate and guide, save us. Why is this relationship of the Holy Trinity important to me? It's important for the church, for the salvation of the world, but how does it affect my life? Because we are called to live in relationship with God and with each other within the Church of God. Our lives only have meaning when they are lived for God and for others. We can't live our lives just seeking our own selfish desires. This leads too often to sadness and a loss of hope. Our souls need relationship with God, like our bodies need food and water. Relationship with the material things of the world is never enough. But with God, worship, adoration, the sacraments of the church, true Christian friendships that help us and lead us and challenge us, we need all of these things, especially a good Christian friend, friends and family that help us and love us and show us the beauty of God. It's simple. We need to be loved by God. We need to want to be loved by God. We need to be loved by others. In the Trinity, God shows us this in his eternal relationship of love. He plants into our lives, upon our hearts, this desire to be one with God and one with each other. This is the most important reason and why we celebrate this particular solemnity, the Most Holy Trinity, because our souls seek and need to live within the eternal love of God. The true desires of our souls is to share in the divine life with God. Heaven, this is the divine life. Heaven is living with God in his love. Heaven is our eternal relationship of love, a relationship that is all-consuming and beautiful. So we pray today, "Come, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Show us this love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.